103.7 to beat your boy Big Rob, the fat guy at the station. How y'all doing this afternoon? I am joined by several people today, and I'll let Miss Kenitha Collins from Muskegon Family Care speak on who everybody is, because I didn't get a proper introduction. You know, I was running a little late. You know, so hey. Come on, Kenitha.
Actually, I'll let everybody introduce themselves. I am Kenitha Collins, and I'm the Community Service and Patient Experience Manager here at Muskegon Family Care. And then I have some guests with me because we'll be collaborating this year on an event. So we have...
I'm John King, the Port City Youth Club, Muskegon, Michigan.
Mariko Cook, Muskegon Heights Youth Football and Cheer League Rep.
Stanisha Dozier. Cheer.
Okay. All right. I think I got all that.
You got it all.
You guys are doing Celebrating Hometown Heroes, correct?
Yes.
And Anthony Bradford, Seattle Seahawks, number 75. He's a guard, 2023 to present. Is that correct? Am I getting this right?
Yeah.
Okay, because y'all know. And also Curtis Adams, he was with the San Diego Chargers, number 42, a running back from 85 to 88. Now, what is this program all about? Give us a little story on it.
Okay, Hometown Heroes. What I decided that we should have maybe like a one-time sign-up and then try to help eliminate some of the costs for the parents. So I decided to contact the football leagues, Mr. King, Mr. Cook, and also tried Lakeside. But, you know, we got these two here, representatives. And what I thought would be a good idea is to have a sign-up for one day and cut some of the costs, so eliminate some of the costs for the parents. And they agreed to come, so we've been meeting. We had a couple meetings, and we've been brainstorming, and we end up putting this together, and we're going to put a couple of these NFL stars there to do some signatures and some free food and some giveaways and some memorabilia and all that kind of stuff. So, yeah, that's what
good.
This is.
You look like you got discounted sports physical sign-up.
Yes, I'll let Mr. King and Mr. Cook talk about that.
Go ahead. Mr. King? Mr.
Yes, Cook, the opportunity.
One of y'all. I mean, y'all looking at me like y'all waiting on me.
Like you know.
All right, like I know something. I don't know nothing.
Well, we just happened to be involved. Ms. Collins had reached out to us to try to help us with mouthpieces and physicals and just bringing the community together, yeah, which is much needed. You know, I think it was a great idea, so that's why Port City involved.
That's right, and this is a good opportunity for everybody to come together. Parents, they supporting the parents so that more kids could come out, because we know times is hard, inflation is up, food is high, cost is up. So it was a perfect idea for the community, and I agree with Mr. King. That's why the Hikes Youth Club is participating.
Okay, where the cheerleading stuff come in at? Who dealing with the cheerleading stuff?
Well, hi, my name is Denisha, and I am dealing with the cheerleaders. You can't have a sport without your fans, so just in case the mamas don't come, we got their back.
I like the way you just came right on in there. You see, these other two was looking at me like I was supposed to know what they wanted to say. You know, so I'm glad you just walked right on into that. That's good. And they'll be able to sign up for cheerleading also.
Yes, and also parents must stay. Yeah. We're not babysitting. So yeah, when you come with your kids, you stay with your kids. Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, you put your foot down then, yeah, didn't you? You're like, anyway, this ain't no babysitting club now.
Well, it's kind of hard to get information from children. So if you stay and get the information, then you can't say that nobody tell you.
Yeah. That's very true. It look like y'all going to have free food and beverages, backpack giveaway, games and prizes, and live entertainment. Who's going to be the live entertainment? One of these three? They going to get up there and sing. You gonna, I know what it is. She's going to cheer for everybody. That's going to be the live entertainment.
Well, she has a group of her cheerleaders are going to do like a little set for us, but I think it's the Old Wild Girls. I don't know what the name of the girls is, but Torianto, he's the girls. Yeah, that group. Yeah, we're gonna have a couple dancing groups.
I'm glad you said
groups.
Torianto,
yes.
You had me worried there.
Yeah, I don't know.
She said Old Wild Girls.
Yeah.
I'm like, what is it gonna be? Some old people like me there?
I think it's Old Wild.
Wilding out like we back at the Freaknik or something, you know.
I think it's Oh Wild. I think that's the name of that little group. Is that what it is? Okay, yep, they'll be there and they're going to do two sets. And then I have Tweet that's going to do the extreme step aerobics. So they're going to do that to get the parents moving, the heart moving, everybody moving around. So we're going to have a couple of those people doing those things. So it's a bunch of entertainment.
And then we got
DJ Mihan.
DJ, he going to be there?
What
day is it? Oh, okay, yeah, he'll be back. July 13th from 12 noon to 4 p.m. Phillips Field, Muskegon Heights, 2441 Sanford Street. If you need more information, contact Kenitha Collins at 231-737-1804. So anything else you guys want to get out? Kenitha, you go first, then we'll go around and see.
Yeah, you'll be there too.
Oh, okay. I guess I will.
Yeah, he'll be there. Big Rob will be there because he'll be doing a couple interviews. He's going to interview the football
player. Yeah.
He's going to interview the football player.
Look, I told you, Kenitha, this is rough today, you know, so my mind ain't there. And I used to blow a lot of weed back in the day, you know. Yeah, I'll be there.
Yep, so he'll be doing interviews, not just with the football players, with everybody, you know, thinking, asking them what they think about the event, and is this something that we can do again? So if he come to talk to you, please talk to them. Yeah, so the community can know. Come talk to Big Rob. Sometimes they look scary, but nah.
This is not hard to do. All you're doing is running your mouth. We do that on a daily basis. I have a face for radio. So it don't matter what you look like. All right, Mr. King.
Well, before you talk to him, what I do want them to know, that one day only, you'll begin a discounted price. So it's best that you come that day and sign up, because you'll get a discount sign up for your physicals as well as sign up for the league, cheerleaders, and football that day and that day only. If you sign up after that, you got to pay the full price.
You got to pay the full price. So if you want your kids out there playing, you better come on.
That's right.
All right, Mr. King.
I just would like to invite the whole community out. It's going to be a great time, great fun, and I'd like to see everyone there with their parents with them.
Yes. Now let's see if the other two follow your lead, right, with that last part. Go ahead, brother. Let's see if you follow his lead.
This is Coach Cook from the Muskegon Heights Youth. And I would like to start off by just telling little things, changes that we made this year for the program. First, we starting off by charging $25 a kid. Two or more, same household, it'll be $20 a kid. The first 15 on all levels will be free. I repeat, the first 15 kids on all levels, that's 12U, 10U, 8U, flag, and cheer, will be free. Returning players will get the first option on the free deal.
Yeah.
I was looking for a word. So returning players, y'all will get the first options. But if you choose not to return, then the first 15 on each level will be free. We hope that you all come out and support, and hope that to see you at the event.
You forgot a part.
And bring your parents with you.
Now, see, didn't I say I cued him, right?
This not practice. We don't mind you dropping your kids off at practice. But we want you to participate with your kid at the event. We want to have an environment with parents, children, coaches, the community interacting together. Yeah. So.
All right, then.
Bring it on that day. Well, you're going to have to pay the full price.
Okay, so this is Tanisha again. It's just a family event, so come out. You say we don't have nothing to do. You don't know what to put the kids in. Miss Kanitha has given you an opportunity not only to come and have fun, but to get it at a discounted price. So come, have fun. Parents, come. Even if you're not a parent, just come and see what the community has. Again, no one comes alone. Bring your parent with you, and parent, bring your kids with you. Again, it's a fun family event.
All right, Miss Kanitha, thank you for bringing these people by.
Thank you.
I enjoyed conversating with y'all. Again, I apologize to y'all publicly. I am sorry I was late, but y'all, Jesus, I ain't gonna do it in front of these people. But later on today, y'all, we gonna have a conversation, just me and the community.
Can I say one more thing, though?
Yeah.
Before we go, I just wanna. On public, I just want to thank Mr. King for being the president that he is and all that he do for Port City. And I appreciate the conversation with you, and you really helped the hikes out. And I just want to say this. What would a league be without hikes and Port City in it? This is history. It go way, way, way back. And I'm not looking for a league to where hikes and Port City is not in the same league. So I thank you, Mr. King.
Wow. Well, thank you, Sister Collins. I'll let you go back to your gatherings that you put on and stuff. And, you know, y'all know she a missionary, right? We ain't got no fire extinguishers working right now. So we're going to get back to more music on 103.7 The Beat.